Okay, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Jam and Nacho Show. I'm your host, Jam, and I am hosted with my good friend, Nacho. No, I'm just fucking with you guys. Welcome to the Jam and Nacho Show.
I was about to say, what is this? We hereby call the Midnight Society. This episode is called.
Just want to give everybody a little Dream Lounge voice. A little 1-900, but welcome back to the show for episode 18. Nacho, what's good?
1-800, call the random guys.
Call the boys, the random.
If you want that slow talk, that whisper.
Everybody remembers back in the 90s where we had all that shit on. Mama, let me whisper. Exactly. So everybody, welcome to episode 18. This is the Jam and Nacho Show. I am Jam. Nacho, why don't you tell our guests and our listeners hello?
Hey, listeners. I know it was a funny intro. Again, welcome to the Midnight Society. We're your host. We're here to entertain you. This is that in-between episode for Tuesday. So just remember, look out for us. We have, what, 3 episodes a week now? So we're kicking it in gear for you guys. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and then that weekend show. So some mini shows, mini episodes, fun little things here and there, but we're here. We're here, second week on a mini episode.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, so shit, this wouldn't be episode 18. Yeah, this should just be an in-between episode for you guys for your Tuesday.
This is 17.5.
There you go. Right? Yeah.
17.2, because we already did a mini, so yeah. Yep. No, I'm wrong. It'd be 18.1.
There you go.
It's Tuesday's episode. Yep.
Yes, this will be for Tuesday's episode. So
we don't know what we're doing here, guys. Yeah, right now, this is episode Batman symbol. So.
Exactly. Shoot the signal for everybody to listen to. So my boy Notch, he has the question for us for the in-between episode. So Notch, why don't you hit us with that question so we can ponder on.
Yeah, so listeners, we're always trying to come up with some fun things for you guys to listen on. Your little routines, 15 minutes in your day, just listen to us, give us some feedback. But T, I want to hear from you. I thought this was a really cool question. If you could call yourself young T, young Jam, when you were 15 years old, and for us that was the year 2001, uh-huh, for a 20-minute conversation, what would you tell yourself? And the reason why I did this is because the last episode we were talking about time travel. Yeah. I thought that was really cool. This is a very unique question, and we'll go into details with it, but let's hear it, T. What would you tell yourself?
So 15-year-old Jam, 15-year-old T, I would tell him pursue early in technology and media and fitness, because in your future, it's going to be something that's going to be tenfold for you to make you establish for yourself. So that means start cool attire early. Okay. Start getting into podcasting or media super early, which in that realm, I was actually already doing media, but I wasn't doing podcasting just yet because podcasting wasn't a thing back then. I was only doing journalism. And also when Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson do the Super Bowl commercial, get into YouTube early.
Yeah, that was the number one. That's the reason why YouTube became a thing, was for that video.
It was for that video. Notch, what would you tell your 15-year-old self?
So before we get into mine, I want to break this down a little bit for YouTube. If you could talk to yourself and tell yourself that, do you think that alters your future? Now, and the reason why I bring that up is for me, like, would you still, like, because you're telling your future self to do that, like, okay, the Janet Jackson and T, you went a little bit short, like, but for me, for example, I said spend more time with my mom, my grandparents, yeah, and my family, but at the same time, and of course we're always going to say that stuff, like, have fun, grow up, don't be stupid and stuff like that, but for me, I also said, like, I was like, dude, I'm gonna take somebody's invention, which I think is a stupid invention that made millions of dollars. So I was like, invent the bubble popper fidget toy.
Oh, shit.
That's very simple for us to make.
Years before it came out, yeah. too.
But think about all the money for something stupid. Somebody just grabbed bubble pop plastic and then just made it into hard plastic, and it became a fidget toy. True. And it made millions.
On some hot tub time machine shit.
I'm gonna steal that. I also said invest in Bitcoin, Tesla, and medical marijuana. Fuck.
See, okay, as you say Bitcoin, yeah. I didn't even get into Bitcoin until 2010. Yes, yeah. 2010. If I would have invested in 2010, Notch, we'd be making bread.
Well, it's the same thing with medical marijuana. When I was at, funny quick story, medical marijuana, before it became recreational here in Colorado, I had a gentleman that was actually a stockbroker that lived in Denver. And I sold him a phone and he sent me down. He's like, you know what? You seem like a really good guy. You seem like you're down to earth. You know what you're doing and stuff like that. He's like, I'm going to give you basically some inside advice. And he's like, my grandkids won't listen to me. He's like, medical marijuana in the next year is going to pass, medical marijuana for the state of Colorado. This is way before it was even legal. Mm-hmm. He goes, invest in it. And he gave me a whole bunch of lists. He's like, invest. You know what I did with that list? Threw it away.
God dang it, Notch. So as you talk about that, when I injured my back playing basketball before Eric and I had kids, mm-hmm. I was doing rehab at the YMCA. There was an older gentleman as I was in the therapy pool, and he goes, have you ever thought about going into marijuana? I was like, man, that really hasn't came into my thoughts. Like, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. I was doing rehab. He was in there doing his soak and stuff like that. And he actually told me to fucking invest in marijuana in general. And I'm just like, yeah. And then I think it was like 2 years later after he said that, marijuana was legalized here in Colorado.
Yeah.
That was like 2013, 2012. Yeah.
So I actually took a different event. Like there were two, and this is why I ask, is because if you talk to your past self, would that change your life with your future, with like your kids? I thought about it on your side. I was like, man, would I even want to talk to myself if it altered me having Avery and Colette and Cammy, or even Mary and Erica? Like, would it change that? So then that's where I talked to, like, for me, if I had 20 minutes, and this is why it would have been gave TJ a little bit more time to think about it. Mm-hmm. But like I told myself, I was like, I wrote it down as a note. I was like, if I got to talk to myself for 20 minutes, besides telling myself to invest and stuff like that, because that's going to change your life. Mm-hmm. I told myself also in June of 2005, go to Pet Paradise and get your dog, which was Speedy. And then in 2016, August, go on Craigslist and search for a husky for $450 and get Timber. Because if I don't tell myself that, everything changes and then my life changes. So I was like, well, right. Those two things were major events in my life. Kids, yes, I understand that for you. But for me, I don't have kids. So my kids are my dogs. So I was like, I still want that even if my life changes. So
right.
I was like,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
On some real shit, I probably would have met Erica way earlier, and we definitely would have been high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
And we would definitely have a 16-year-old right now.
So that's what I was like,
instead of a 9-year-old.
And I was thinking, I was like, and then tell, you know, on my side, I was like, make sure you tell TJ to continue to stalk Erica, as what she says.
As what she says.
When you guys are doing that. But at the same time, I also said in 2001, I also said, try to save some lives. 9/11.
Oh,
make an anonymous call to change the history of the world. And also, like, Heath Ledger passing away, is like, maybe you could save some lives that needed help. Like, talk to those people that you know are going to be like that. So
Brittany Murphy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and
Robin Williams. It, yeah.
You know, it's just like the last episode we talked to about the guy who went into the past that spoke with John Wilkes Booth about killing Abraham Lincoln. That's that same shit. But do you think people would believe us?
And that's you could only do as much as you can. So a quick phone call back in the day, it was harder because remember, the Patriot Act didn't exist. I really thought about this in depth. I was like, man, Now, if I called the White House or the FBI and said, hey, somebody's hijacking, they'd be here the next day.
They would trip.
But back in 2001, the Patriot Act didn't exist. So there was less, like, there was less nervousness because 9/11 didn't exist. So if I made a call that said, hey, shit's about to happen on 9/11 with these passengers, figure it out, ground it, not plane, and I give them a chance, that's on them. That's out of my hands at that point.
That is true. That's very true. It's just like on Coast to Coast when that guy was talking about, he called into the radio station and he was crying hysterically. If you guys haven't listened to that Coast to Coast AM, where the disgruntled listener called into Coast to Coast AM and talked to, I think it was Art Bell, and some crazy shit happened while they were filming and recording. That was the craziest episode I've ever heard of Coast to Coast AM. That was scary.
Yeah.
That shit was scary. Guys, go to YouTube, listen to Art Bell, Coast to Coast AM, where a mysterious caller calls about some crazy stuff happening, and the whole radio station shuts down. Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but that's what Notch and I are talking about. That type of shit.
So the very last bullet point of mine that I wrote down real quick is, and this is just for T and I to have some shits and giggles laughs type thing. In 2001, when you're walking home with TJ, do not wave at who you think is Chance. So you don't get held up by gunpoint.
Oh, fuck. God damn. Notch, I wish you would have came to the house with me that day, because that was a fucking crazy day. Like, you and I were walking home, and we thought it was Chance. We thought it was him. Damn. And we're just walking. We did our separate ways around the block. And then you called me the next day, T, I got robbed by knife point. I was like, what the fuck?
No, by gunpoint, T.
Well, dude had a knife, and the other dude had a gun.
Yeah. They both showed everything in their lap, and they're like, what do you want to buy? And it's like, I don't want to buy anything. They're like, what are you buying? Got?
What are you selling?
What are you selling? Then all of a sudden, I was just like, damn, this is why when I walk down the streets of Pueblo, I always watch my back.
Yeah.
Every other city I've lived in, I never had a problem but in Pueblo. So crazy story, listeners out there. So funny thing. This happened in 2001. It was freshman year. I was walking home. I got robbed. So later on in my life, I become a manager with Walmart, and I was at Walmart and I was a really, really good manager. My numbers were huge that other stores were wanting to come and talk to me, and they brought other managers from other stores that were struggling. So funniest shit ever. The guy that actually robbed me, who looked like Chance, he actually became a manager at Pueblo West.
And that's fucking crazy.
I recognized him right away, and he came in. He's like, hey, Derek, like, I heard you were the man. He's like, I just had a baby with my wife. Like, I need to figure out. He's like, I'm trying to get my life back on track. I'm trying to make a living for my wife and my kid. He's like, can you show me, because I'm struggling? I heard you were the best of the best. Can you do this? In my head, I was just like, man, fuck you, dude. You robbed me by gunpoint. At the same time, I was like, all right, be a good human. He's trying to, he's flipped his switch. Like, he doesn't even recognize me. Like, I'll always remember who he was, but I was probably just like, eh, nobody to him, just somebody that he robbed. So I end up helping him, and I was like, yeah, dude, if you ever have any questions, here's my number and stuff like that. So
that's, you should have put a knife to his neck. You're like, I'm gonna rob you now.
Where's that Max? Where's that other fool?
Where's my wallet you took from me back in 2001?
You took my cell phone, you took my chain, you took my ring, you took my wallet.
My grandmother gave me that chain.
Man.
That was some crazy shit when you called me the next day. I was like, what the fuck? Because they were sketchy as fuck when we were walking. They were sketchy, and they circled around, and you took a right to the church, and I took a left from the church. And I was like, damn it, I should have told Notch to fucking come to the crib with me and we could take you home.
Yep.
God damn it. I'm so glad you're here today, Notch.
Crazy stuff, dude. Yeah. fun stories. So yeah, 2001. Listeners, if you're out there, we want to hear what you would talk to yourself about. So past 15-year-old you, if you had a chance, a 20-minute conversation, what would that conversation look like? Would you even want to talk to yourself if you knew it was going to alter your future? So crazy stuff. If you knew, and this is a little asterisk right next to it, if it altered your future and you knew that it wouldn't like break the timeline, where I know some people are going to be like, you can't do that because then you wouldn't exist and then you wouldn't be able to go back in time. Let's just hypothetically say that it does change your future, but it doesn't break the future. So
yeah, absolutely.
You know, somebody's going to go out there and be like, you can't do that. Be like, I know. But
with the paradox, you can actually do. Oh, shut up. Just. Yeah, that's a great question, Notch. Yeah, like Notch said, listeners, if you could talk to your 15-year-old self, what would you tell your 15-year-old self? Let us know in the comments. Let us know on Instagram. Let us know on YouTube in the comments. And let's have fun with it.
Just remember, if you go to your past self and you tell him to make that bubble popper fidget toy, I'm coming for you because that was my idea.
That was my idea first.
I invented that. I was thinking of all the inventions. I was like, man, what's the easiest stupid invention that made a lot of money? I was like, fidget spinners. Mm-hmm. I don't really, I get it, but like, I wouldn't know how to make it. It's like, if I had to tell myself, like, past 15-year-old self, like, dude, get bubble wrap, put it in, like, silicone. I swear to God, make it in stupid shapes like hearts and stars. Mm-hmm. It's going to make money. Like,
well, that's how that guy from Colorado made all that money with the Pop Socks.
Pop Sockets. Yeah, I was thinking about Pop Sockets, too. I was like, man, Pop Sockets.
But that was, like, way when smartphones were invented. Yeah. We were having flip phones back in the day.
But could you imagine if you told yourself, like, T, if you went back to the past and was like, yo, Jam, like, I understand that you want to make cool attire, but why don't you make this clothing line?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, sneak somebody's clothing line.
Yep.
What's big now that wasn't back then? Dude, what about Champion?
Oh.
Young Jam, I want you to buy Champion clothing.
That would be crazy.
Just sit on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I would even steal rappers' verses.
Yeah, like that.
I would steal rappers' verses. Like,
young,
today?
Young Jam, I need you to go to Nashville and look up this girl named Taylor Swift in high school and become her best friend. And could you imagine all the money on, like, sporting events? That's all the other things. I took a page out of Back to the Future, but like, sit down with myself and be like, yo, the Broncos are going to win Super Bowl 50. Put money on them. the Nuggets will win this year. The Avalanche will win this year. LeBron will win this year. Like, stuff that easy money. Like, in 2001, like, I was like, what can make money quick that you could start investing later? So I was like, ooh, who won the Super Bowl in 2001?
See, as you say that right now, after watching Hot Tub Time Machine, he was like, I know how this game ends. He goes, I'm going to put money on it. And if I don't do it, you have to suck his dick. And they lost because the game went differently in that day.
And that's, you have to do your research, because remember, you're not changing the timeline with those events unless you did something stupid, like somebody making money here and there. Even then, back then, you couldn't even bet in the state of Colorado. Now you're telling yourself, 15 years old, go to Vegas. Like, you can't even do that. Hey, I need you to tell your parents to trust you or give you money and then go to Vegas and then go tell them to put money on this. Like,
I promise it's a lock, Mom. I promise.
The hell is wrong with you, boy? Go back to.
Oh, shit. Okay. I that's a great question. That is a great question. I'm probably going to go to sleep and listen to that question and wake up with another answer for the next episode.
Definitely. Well, T, that's the mini episode, listeners. We want to hear your feedback. Go on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify. I don't think we're on Apple Music, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, we are an Apple Podcast. Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah. We're on Apple. Go on those. Let's hear your voice.
Apple Podcast is our biggest listening channel.
Yeah, definitely. So go on there. Let's hear it. Let's hear what you would tell your past self. But besides that, this is the mini episode. Thank you guys for listening. T.
All right. Life is random.
Life is school.
All right. We'll catch you on the next one.
Later.
Peace.